Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Botanical Line Drawing by Peggy Dean is a practical guide for anyone who wants to sketch plants with clean, confident inclines. Instead of focusing on complex shading or strict realism, the book emphasizes approachable outlines and simplified forms that still feel true to nature. Organized around a wide variety of subjects, it presents step-by-step breakdowns for flowers, leaves, cacti, succulents, and other botanical elements you might observe on a walk or keep on a windowsill. The value is in repetition and range. By drawing many different shapes, petals, stems, and textures, readers build a visual vocabulary they can reuse in artwork, journals, cards, or surface design. Dean's instruction style supports beginners who need clear direction while also giving intermediate artists quick references for expanding their motif library. The result is less about perfect copies of plants and more about learning how to see botanical structure and translate it into elegant, versatile line art. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning to see botanical structure in simple shapes. A core idea in botanical line drawing is that believable plant sketches begin with observation and structure, not detail. The book guides readers to reduce complex organic subjects into simple building blocks such as ovals, teardrops, arcs, and tapered cylinders. By identifying how a flower head sits on a stem, how petals overlap, or how leaves attach and fold, you can create drawings that read as natural even when they are stylized. This approach is especially helpful for beginners who may feel overwhelmed by the irregularity of real plants. Instead of trying to copy every curve at once, you learn to establish proportion and placement first, then refine the outline in stages. This topic also encourages attention to common botanical patterns such as symmetry, radial petal arrangements, and repeating leaf structures. Once you understand these patterns, you can draw from life more confidently and invent botanical elements when needed. The simplified structure method also supports faster sketching for journaling or design work because you can capture the essence of a plant without getting stuck in perfectionism. Secondly, step-by-step line work, from rough framework to clean ink, the step-by-step format reinforces a repeatable process that turns uncertainty into a clear sequence of actions. Readers are shown how a drawing can start as a light framework, then evolve into a polished line illustration through incremental decisions. This topic highlights the practical skill of line economy, using fewer, more intentional strokes to describe form. Rather than relying on heavy shading, the emphasis stays on contour, overlap, and selective interior lines to suggest texture and depth. As you practice, you begin to notice where a single line can indicate a fold in a petal, the rim of a succulent leaf, or the edge of a cactus pad. The step progression also helps with consistency, which matters if you want multiple motifs to look like they belong together in a collection. Another benefit is confidence building. Finishing many small drawings trains your hand to commit to marks and recover when lines are not perfect. Over time, your lines become smoother, your spacing improves, and you develop a personal rhythm that can carry into other illustration styles. Thirdly, building a botanical motif library for creative projects beyond individual sketches, the book functions as a catalog of botanical motifs you can reuse and remix. By drawing many flowers, leaves, and desert plants, you create a mental and physical library of shapes that can be combined into wreaths, borders, patterns, and compositions. This topic matters for artists who want practical outcomes such as decorating a planner, designing stationery, creating labels, or developing surface pattern design elements. A motif library also reduces creative friction. Instead of staring at a blank page, you can pull from familiar forms and focus on arrangement and style. The variety of subjects encourages experimentation with scale and repetition, such as pairing delicate sprigs with bold succulent rosettes or using leaf clusters to frame a quote in a journal. It also trains adaptability because you learn multiple versions of similar forms, for example, different petal counts or leaf silhouettes, which makes your work feel less copied and more original. Over time, these motifs become building blocks that support a consistent visual identity across projects. Fourthly, capturing texture and character in cacti and succulents. Cacti and succulents offer distinctive forms that teach valuable lessons about contour, volume, and surface detail. This topic centers on how line drawing can suggest thickness, fleshy structure, and segmented growth without heavy rendering. Succulents often rely on layered, overlapping leaves arranged in spirals or rosettes, which is ideal practice for drawing depth through occlusion and spacing. Cacti introduce repeating textures such as ribs, areoles, and spines, which can be indicated with minimal marks if placed thoughtfully. Learning to simplify these textures keeps drawings clean and prevents them from becoming cluttered. These plants also encourage stylization. You can exaggerate the curve of a paddle cactus or the symmetry of an echeveria while still making it recognizable. For creatives, these subjects are popular in modern decor and design, so developing competence here has immediate application in gift tags, prints, stickers, and branding elements. Working through a range of cacti and succulents also trains patience and consistency, because many designs depend on repeating line patterns that must feel intentional. Lastly, developing a personal style through repetition and variation, the book supports style development by giving readers many chances to repeat core forms while exploring subtle variation. When you draw numerous botanical subjects, you start making choices about how you prefer to represent reality: tighter or looser curves, more minimal or more descriptive interiors, and cleaner or more textured edges. This topic emphasizes that style is built through repeated practice and conscious constraints, not sudden inspiration. By revisiting similar elements such as leaf veins, petal shapes, or stem connections, you gradually refine what looks best to you and what feels natural in your hand. Variation also plays a role, because drawing different plant families forces you to adapt your approach while staying consistent enough that your work feels cohesive. This is particularly valuable if you want to create sets, such as a series of botanical icons or a coordinated page spread. The result is a practical pathway from following steps to making your own interpretations, which is the transition many learners struggle with. With time, you can use the methods as a foundation while composing original arrangements from observation or imagination. In conclusion, this book fits beginners who want clear, low-pressure instruction and intermediate artists who want a larger set of botanical references for daily sketching. It is especially useful for people who enjoy bullet journaling, nature-inspired illustration, or crafting projects and need motifs that look polished without requiring advanced shading skills. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. It builds a calming, creative habit through short, repeatable exercises, and it strengthens observational skills that carry into other art forms. By training your eye to break plants into structure and your hand to commit to clean lines, you gain confidence that shows up in everything from quick doodles to finished compositions. Compared with many botanical drawing books that lean heavily toward traditional realism or lengthy theory, this one stands out for its approachable step-by-step format and its breadth of subjects. The large variety encourages consistent practice, which is often the missing ingredient in improvement. If you want a practical, usable collection of nature motifs and a method you can apply to your own plant references, it is worth buying and keeping nearby as an ongoing drawing companion. If you would like to support Peggy Dean, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.